in local news. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Jay. Happy Friday, everyone. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry has filed formal charges now against Thomas Hardy, the man accused of fatally shooting a 29-year-old police officer. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
IMPD Officer David Moore was declared brain dead Wednesday, 3 days after being shot twice in the head during a weekend traffic stop. The suspect, Thomas Hardy, an ex-con erroneously released from jail in December, was being held on burglary charges. But Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry says now he's been charged with murder, robbery, and unlawful possession of a firearm.
We commend the investigators of IMPD with valuable assistance from the Sheriff's Department and key personnel of our own office in their investigation. This office will now vigorously prosecute this case to its conclusion.
Curry says his office is still analyzing whether to pursue the death penalty in the case. Hardy is scheduled for an initial hearing this morning at 9. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
A community literacy summit Thursday brought people together who are concerned about making the greater Indianapolis area 100% literate. Kaula Murtada, Associate Vice Chancellor for Lifelong Learning at IUPUI, says the problem isn't a lack of programs, but making illiterate adults aware of them.
These literacy summits afford an opportunity for organizations to come together and say, okay, this is what we're doing over here in this arena. This is the kind of program that we can offer. These are the adult learning opportunities that we offer.
According to a study by the National Assessment of Adult Literacy, 1 in 5 Indianapolis adults cannot read. The average reading level for American adults is 8th grade. Officials say former Wayne Township School Superintendent Terry Thompson retired at the end of last year with a $1 million deal, and it seems to come as a surprise to the school board. A spokeswoman for the board says members signed off on a renegotiated contract in 2007, but they didn't get a chance to get the full sense of its economic impact. Federal Judge Tanya Walton Pratt says Indiana can't require illegal immigrants to provide Social Security numbers to establish paternity for their children who are born in the U.S. Pratt issued a preliminary injunction Thursday, barring the state policy that began last July. The ruling came in a lawsuit brought by parents who say the policy violates their children's 14th Amendment right to citizenship if born in the U.S. Pratt says denying the children paternity because their parents couldn't provide Social Security numbers due to immigration status amounted to discrimination. A proposal to ban texting while driving will get a hearing in the Indiana Senate. President Pro Tem David Long says he will allow the bill that passed the House this week to get a hearing. Previous attempts to ban texting while driving have cleared the House but met resistance from conservative leaders in the Senate. But Long says this year seems different because lawmakers have a growing awareness of how dangerous texting while driving can be. Vote centers are a step closer to being used throughout Indiana. The House committee Thursday approved the bill, which has cleared the Senate. Tippecanoe County Election Co-Director Heather Maddox says people like the option of voting at the supermarket or close to work instead of near their home.
An elderly woman that said, I was able to come here, vote, get groceries and get my flu shot. And she said if that's not convenient, then I don't know what is.
Supporters say the system lowers costs and increases voter turnout. Under the measure, counties would have the option of implementing vote centers. And a 4-lane highway connecting Fort Wayne and Lafayette is moving along ahead of schedule and under budget. Governor Mitch Daniels says the Hoosier Heartland Corridor project could be finished in 2013, 2 years earlier than expected. WFYI weather, cloudy today, high 29, cloudy tonight, low 28. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds with a high of 36, and Sunday, partly sunny, high 34. Right now, it's cloudy and 23 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsep.
All right, thanks so much, Sharon. In sports last night in college basketball...